This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. G7 leaders agreed on Sunday to raise their contributions to meet an overdue spending pledge of $100 billion a year by rich countries to help poorer countries cut carbon emissions and cope with global warming. Alongside plans billed as helping speed infrastructure funding in developing countries and a shift to renewable and sustainable technology, the world's seven largest advanced economies again pledged to meet the climate finance target, a figure agreed on with the UN over a decade ago. The seven nations, the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, reaffirmed their commitment to, quote, jointly mobilize $100 billion per year from public and private sources through to 2025. Group of seven leaders on Sunday also scolded China over human rights in its Xinjiang region, called for Hong Kong to keep a high degree of autonomy, and demanded a full and thorough investigation of the origins of the coronavirus in China. After discussing how to come up with a unified position on China, leaders issued a highly critical final communique on what are for China some of the most sensitive issues, including Taiwan. China's rise has unnerved the United States. President Joe Biden cast China as the main strategic competitor and has vowed to confront China's economic abuses and push back against human rights violations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year hold on power is set to end on Sunday when Parliament votes on a new government of improbable allies in a nationally divided over his departure. But at a session of the legislature ahead of the vote, Netanyahu loyalists shouted shame and liar, frequently interrupted the man set to replace him, nationalist Naftali Bennett. Netanyahu is the most dominant Israeli politician of his generation. This is VOA.